Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, January 22nd. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Amen. And our scripture verse comes from Psalm 41, verse 13, which says, Blessed by the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. A couple of weeks ago, our confirmation class took a field trip to Temple Beth El in Madison. It's always an interesting learning experience for our students and mentors, and I learn something new each time we go. This year, I learned more about the Hebrew history and meaning of the word amen in the Jewish faith. Early century rabbis took the letters of amen to represent and mean God, faithful King. Amen has the same Hebrew root as a word that means faith, and is also connected with a Hebrew word that means truth. So the word amen declares that something is truthful and faithful. Amen is the world's most widely used prayer word, and is used as an expression of agreement after prayer in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. The word is now usually translated to mean, so be it, or so shall it be. Amen is also a word that's used to offer praise. So with one word, it can simultaneously be used to say, praise God, and I agree. It is believed that the word amen originated in the 4th century BC. It was a word used in Hebrew literature long before being adopted by Christianity. It is also a word that is understood in everyday life by people of different backgrounds and religions, or no religion, to affirm that someone has made a valid point. It's fascinating how one word can be so powerful, and sometimes even overlooked. We often say amen without thinking much about it. Yet when we look back or realize its long history, it's amazing how the word has stood the test of time, from generation to generation, and from everlasting to everlasting. Can I get an amen? Thanks be to God.